那我们在这里感谢园林教会的青年诗班啊，在这里跟我们带来的颂赞。
Here we would like to thank the youth choir for bringing the voices of praise.
啊，奉主之圣名，在这里啊，开始我们第二晚的布道聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our second evangelical service.
啊，我们昨天有机会在这里一起分享思想人生的道路。
Yesterday, we had the opportunity to study together, thinking about the way of life.
让我们重新去思想一下，人生到底要以追寻何事为美？
So we can think about what is that good thing we can pursue in life.
什么才是真正的价值？
What is true value?
什么才是追求的目标？
What is the object of our pursuit?
什么才是最终人生要追寻的归宿？
What is the ultimate place we should pursue to go back to.
那我们今天晚上再继续来分享人生的另外一个重要的课题。
Tonight we would like to study another important topic of life.
很多时候当我们谈到信耶稣，
A lot of times when we talk about believing in Christ.
啊，我们常常会听到有人说信耶稣可以得平安。
We hear that people say we can have peace in believing in Christ.
啊，所以啊，当一个人想到基督徒哦，
So when someone think ofChristian.
那最常听到的就是信耶稣得平安这句话。
The most most heard phrase is that we may have peace as Christian.
那可是很多人觉得说我没有需要耶稣啊。
But also many feel that they do not need Christ.
有人觉得说我生活已经很平安啦。
Some already think that they are peaceful in their life.
没有耶稣我一样过得很好啊。
And that they can actually have a very good life without Christ.
所以我们有时候会发觉生活越好的地方，信耶稣的人越难。
So this is when we will notice that places that are very peaceful, would make it very difficult for people to believe in Christ.
在几年前我有机会到德国去读去上课的时候。
Some years back, I had the opportunity to study in Germany.
在当地跟当地的信徒在聊天的时候。
When I was conversing with the members there.
他们跟我说啊，哎呀，在欧洲几乎大家都是信耶稣的。
They said that in Europe, almost everyone believes in Christianity.
但是啊，在欧洲啊，一个基督徒啊，一辈子大概只有去教会三次啊。
But a typical Christian there would only go to church three times in their lifetime.
第一次就是他生下来被抱到会堂里面去给他洗礼。
The first is when they were born and were being carried into the church for baptism.
第二次就是结婚的时候用那个漂亮的大会堂在那里结婚了。
The second is when they get married in the beautiful chapel.
当然第三次就是被人家抬进去走完人生的终点了。
And the third is when they were being carried into the chapel to signify the end of their life.
当我第一次听到的时候我就哈哈哈我觉得很有趣啊。
When I first heard about it, I thought it was very funny.
结果那个信徒就这样一直看着我。
Then that member looked at me.
然后他跟我说传道他跟我说 Raymond, 我不是在开玩笑。
Saying to me, Raymond, I am not joking with you.
真的在德国很多人很多基督徒一辈子只进会堂三次啊。
It is very true that in Germany, there are many Christians who only go into the chapel three times in their life.
或者是在整个欧洲很多信耶稣的人很少会要到会堂去啊。
And that in Europe, many Christians rarely go to worship in the chapel.
为什么会这个样子呢？
Why is that?
因为他们觉得没有需要。
Because they don't feel the
他们觉得他们人生顺利。
They feel that their life is very smooth.
那他们觉得他们的人生平安啊。
And that their life is at peace.
所以有没有信耶稣好像不是很重要。
So it seems that believing in Christ is not that important.
生活有没有信仰好像也不是什么了不起的事情。
And whether they have faith or not is not really that critical.
世界还有这么多事情要做。
There are so many things to do in this world.
人生还有这么多要追求的。
There are so many things to pursue in life.
好像有没有耶稣也没有关系，都是一样的。
It seems that it is not important to have Jesus or not.
但是圣经里面告诉我们啊。
But the Bible tells us.
说啊，当一个人信了耶稣，会有平安。
When a person believes in Christ, he shall have peace.
主耶稣特别告诉我们。
Our Lord Jesus especially told us.
他说我给你们的平安跟世界上的平安不一样啊。
The peace I leave with you is not the same as the peace of the world.
所以我们在这里看到有一个很明显的差别。
So here we can see a very stark difference.
就是一个基督徒所看见、所谈论的平安跟世界的平安是不一样的。
Which is that the peace discussed among the Christians is not the same as the peace of this world.
世界上的平安到底是什么？
What is the peace from this world?
我们来看一段经节，好。
Let's refer to a passage.
我们来看《使徒行传》的第二十七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 27.
使徒行传二十七章。
Acts chapter 27.
使徒行传二十七章的第十二节
，Acts chapter 27 verse 12。
十二节，且因这海口过冬不便，船上的人就多半说，不如开船离开这个地方，或者能到腓尼基过冬。腓尼基是克里特的一个海口，一面朝东北，一面朝东南。十三节
，verse 13。
这时微微起的南风。他们以为得意，就起了锚，贴往克里特行去。十四节
，14。
不多几时，狂风从岛上扑下来，这风名叫有拉格罗。十五节
，15。
船被风抓住，敌不住风，我们就任风刮去。哈，那这里讲到啊，有一次啊，使徒保罗去坐船了。
Here it mentioned that Apostle Paul was on a ship.
那在这船呢、啊，他们原本呢、啊、要从一个地方啊啊，这航行到另外一个地方啊。
Originally, the ship was going from one place to another.
啊，但是啊，保罗跟他们说哦。
But Paul said to them.
保罗说啊，我觉得啊，我们这一场的旅行啊，会出一些问题啊。
I perceive that this journey will end with disaster.
哦，所以啊，我们最好小心一点哦。
So we need to be careful.
啊，但是啊，在这里啊，船上其他的人都没有人要听他的话、啊。
But no one else on the ship wanted to listen to him.
他们说还是我们要照原来的方向去走。
They said we are still planning to go forward.
我们还是要照我们的经验去航行。
We are still going forward with our experience.
哦，所以他们就出发了。
So they went ahead.
十三节说，这时微微起的南风。
Verse 13 said that now the south wind blew softly.
他说人就以为得意呀。
So they supposed they had obtained the desire.
很多时候，这就是人世间所得到的平安，跟人对自己人生所拥有的把握。
A lot of times, this is the kind of peace that we receive, and also the confidence we have in ourselves.
很多时候，我们都觉得人生在我们的掌握之中。
Because a lot of times, we feel that we grasp onto our opportunities.
所以我们为自己的人生做了许多的规划。
And we make many plans for our life.
有很多的安排，很多的打算，跟很多将来所要完成的目标。
We have a lot of arrangements and also a lot of goals and objectives.
啊，所以在这里啊，不需要听别人讲，为什么？因为他们是有经验的船，有经验的船主啊。
They did not need to listen to others, it seems, because they are the owner of the ship.
啊，所以啊，当他们这个航行当中微微起的南风，人生就非常得意啦。
So when there was a south wind that blew softly, they supposed they had obtained their wish.
那今天人为什么觉得自己不需要耶稣？
Today, why do we feel that we do not need Jesus?
为什么很多人觉得信仰成为一种压力，甚至一种重担？
Why do so many people feel that believing in Christ is actually a pressure or even a burden?
因为他们只看见他的人生起了南风，好像一切非常顺利啊。
Because they see that their life is just like a south wind that is blowing.Smoothly.
啊，因此心里非常的得意。
So the heart supposed that everything is according to the will.
我的人生在我的掌控之中。
And my life is actually within my grasp.
我的努力，我的未来有我现在的努力。
My future, is actually, built upon my effort now.
哦，所以我不需要耶稣。
Therefore, I do not need Christ.
啊，有一个信徒的家里啊。
There is a family of our member.
哦，他的爸爸啊，不是信徒哦。
And the father of a member who is not a member himself.
哦，所以啊，他们家里每次在吃饭的时候
，every time when they ate together.
哦，他们每次吃饭啊，因为太太跟小孩是我们的信徒啊。
Because the wife and the children are our members.
哦，所以每次要吃饭，他们都要默祷感谢，对不对
？They would pray and give thanks before eating.
这个时候，爸爸都会很生气啊。
This is the time when the father would get angry.
拍桌子。
He would clap the table.
这个饭是我赚钱买回来买给你的。
saying that this rice is actually from the money that I made.
没有我，你要吃什么？
Without me, what are you eating?
你要感谢谁？
Who do you thank?
你当然要感谢我啦。
Of course you need to thank me.
为什么要感谢那个神呢？
Why do you thank this God?
没有我，你有神，有人给你饭吃吗？
Without me,and with this God, who's going to give you something to eat?
哦，所以啊，这个爸爸啊，哇，每次只要他们默祷谢饭，就会生气啊。
So this father would get angry every time they say grace and give thanks.
但结果爸爸就病倒了。
Then this father became ill.
啊，爸爸就不能赚钱啊。
He could not make a living anymore.
哦，所以小朋友就跟爸爸讲啊。
Then the children said to him.
他说哇，神有赐给我们好的身体，才有机会赚钱。
That God gives us good health.Therefore, we can make money.
所以有时候啊，当我们的人生微微起的南风，我们常常觉得很得意啊。
So when there is a south wind blowing smoothly and softly in our life, we feel confident.
但是在这里说，不多几时有狂风从岛上扑下来啊。
Then it says here that not long after, a tempestuous headwind arose.
哦，当人生在得意的时候，却不知道下一刻可能是人生最大的转折点。
When we feel that everything is going smoothly, then this might be the time we are going into a turning point.
啊，当人说平安呐、啊，平安呐、啊，下一刻要发生什么事，我们确实不知道的。
When people say peace, peace.We really do not know what is going to happen the next moment.
他在这里说，这风名叫有拉格罗。
It says here that the headwind is called Euroclydon.
这个风有名字。
This wind even has a name.
代表它不是第一次出现。
It means that this was not the first time it
appeared. 这风有名字。
This wind had a name.
代表在那里航行的人多半都知道这个风的存在。
Signifying that many people there knew about its existence.
啊，这些行船的人都是有经验的人啊。
These people who run the ship were experienced.
难道他们不知道这里有有拉格罗这种强风吗？
Would they really not know about this Euroclydon?
他们当然是知道的啊。
Of course they knew.
啊，但是为什么他们还是决定继续航行呢？
But why would they decide to go forward?
看起来那个时候不应该出现这种风才对啊。
So it seemed that this wind was not supposed to appear at the time.
如果在那个时候会出现这种风，
If that wind would come about at the time,
啊，作为一个有经验的船主，他们当然就不出发啦。
As an experienced ship manager, they would not have allowed for this.
啊，但是他们还是出去，表示从他们的经验来说，这个时候是安全的。
Because they decided to sail, it means that they felt it was fine.
啊，但是当人觉得安全啊，平安的时候，这风突然临到他们啊。
When men feel that it is safe, this is when the wind comes upon them.
啊，所以人生到底掌握住什么？
So what do we grabbed onto?
其实我们发现人生我们真的没有掌握住什么啊。
We will actually find that there is not much we can grab onto.
我们对未来到底有多少的把握？
How much of the future do we have confidence in?
其实我们对未来一点把握都没有。
Actually, we have no confidence in the future.
所以人的平安到底是什么？
So what is the peace in men?
只是在有拉格罗还没有出现以前的那种自我满意、自我得意的心情啊。
It is the self-absorbed feeling before the wind Euroclydon appeared.
我们的人生是不是常常经历这样的事情？
Do we often encounter this in our own lives?
啊，当我们觉得很好啊，很顺利啊，很平安啊，一回头突然发觉意外发生啊。
When we feel that everything is so peaceful and going according to our way, accidents happen.
啊，有一天呢，我去看我一个朋友啊。
One day I visited my friend.
啊，一个教会的弟兄哈。
This is a brother in church.
啊，我们就在他家聊天啊，聊就聊到他隔壁的邻居啊。
We were conversing at his house and we came upon the topic of his neighbor.
他就跟我说，哎呀，他的邻居很可怜啊。
Then he said to me that his neighbor was very pitiful.
他说他的邻居啊，很成功啊。
Saying that he was very successful.
来美国以后啊，拼命努力读书。
He studied very hard after coming to the States.
然后啊，然后找到一个很好的工作。
He then found a very good job.
啊，结婚，然后买了一栋房子，刚刚生了一个很可爱的小孩。
He got married, bought a house, and also had a very adorable kid.
啊，当人生一切好像都走在最完美的方向啊。
When everything seemed to be going well.
他说啊，他的先生啊，就定期去做身体检查。
the husband then went to visit a doctor for a regular checkup.
啊，结果发现鼻咽癌二期呀。
And found that he has a second stage of nose cancer.
啊，结果医生说很难医呀，可能没有什么办法。
The doctor then said it might be very difficult to treat.
啊，只是一次很简单、很普通的 annual check， 就是每年去做一次检查而已。
It was just a typical annual checkup.
啊，却晴天霹雳得到一个完全没有想到的答案。
He would receive such an answer that is very shocking.
啊。那个弟兄告诉我啊
，Then that brother told me，
他说他的邻居只有每天就是抱着他的太太，两个人就这样子哭啊。
The neighbor could only hug his wife every day in tears。
盼望在哪里
？Where is hope？
平安在哪里
？Where is peace？
未来的保障在哪里
？Where is the future safety？
那这不就是我们人生所谓的平安吗
？Is this the peace？We consider
如此的脆弱，如此的无助。
It is so fragile and it is so helpless.
好像一个彩绘玻璃一样哦。
It is as if it's a colorful glass.
看起来很美。
It seems so pretty.
但是轻轻一敲，可能就碎了。
But if you just touch it softly, it could shatter.
所以这就是人生我们所谓很多人追求的平安。
This is the kind of peace that many people pursue in this world.
在没有想到的时候，灾难就临到了。
That when one least expected, accidents happen.
我在写这一篇讲章的时候，
When I was preparing the script,
我就顺便，因为是要来加州嘛，我就顺便去查了一查，地震带的最近发生的问题啊。
Because I knew that I was going to come to California,I was looking into some statistics about earthquakes.
全世界的那个地震测量哦。
And this actually involved all the earthquakes in the world.
在我写这篇讲章的那七天当中啊。
In just that 7 days when I was preparing the script.
有248次被记录到的地震啊。
There were 248 incidents of earthquakes being recorded.
其中有34次的地震是在五级以上。
Out of those, 34 of them,were of the magnitude 5.0 and above.
五级以上就很危险啦。
Above 5.0 is considered dangerous.
上面还有六级以上的啊。
There's also some that were in the sixth scale.
但是因为都是发生在海里啊，所以我们可能没有什么感觉啊。
But because they happen in the ocean, we did not feel them.
但是七天当中这34次地震，只要有一个发生在人口稠密的地方。
But out of the 7 days and out of these 34 earthquakes, if only one of them happened in a very populous area,
可能很多人人生当中的平安就会在那一瞬间完全被摧毁啊。
Then the peace that is perceived by the world as peace would be destroyed at that moment.
在许多年前我们都熟知的911事件啊。
Many years back, we all remember this incident called 911.
因为是在纽约所以我到纽约的时候就跟信徒聊到这件事情。
Because that happened in New York, and so when I visited New York, I had a chance to talk about it with the members.
我问当地的信徒说，你们有没有看到啊
？I asked the members, "Did you witness?"
有一个信徒说，看到，我还跑啊。
One of the members said.Just witness, I actually had to run for my life.
我们公司就离那个911两栋楼旁边而已啊。
My office building was only two buildings away.
他说当那发生的时候，他们公司所有的玻璃全部都破掉了。
When it happened, the glasses or the windows in his building all shattered.
结果一群人在黑暗当中挤着那个逃生梯一直往下爬。
There were many people who were crowding into the escape stairwell to escape for their life.
下一刻要发生什么事，没有人知道啊。
Because no one really knew what was going on.
在那天早上，他们要去上班的途中。
On their way to work that morning.
有人会想到这件事情吗
？Would any of them think about this?
有人会预料人生就在这里告一个段落了吗
？Would any of them really think that their life would end?That day.
那在那两栋大楼里面的人啊
，Between those two World Trade Towers，
可能是美国最顶尖的一批人才啊。
Perhaps we have the best of the talents in the states.
他们有很好的未来。
They had great future.
他们有很棒的计划。
They had great plans.
他们对自己的人生有很好的安排。
They had great plan for their lives.
但是当那一刻临到的时候。
But when that moment arrived,
一切的平安就被打碎了。
All the peace were shattered.
所以我们今天呢，一个基督徒所追求的是不一样的平安。
So the peace that we pursue as Christian today is not the same.
我们的平安不是靠世界上的顺利所能够得到的。
Our peace is not, it does not come about because of smoothness in life.
而更不是用财富的累积所能够当作的依靠。
It is not a reliance based on our wealth.
有些人觉得说啊，哎，这个我只要银行有钱就高枕无忧，睡可以安心的睡觉啦。
Some people feel that if I have a lot in my bank account, I can sleep peacefully.
有事打电话找医生。
If I have any problem, I can call my doctor.
有事打电话找律师。
If I have any problem, I call my lawyer.
钱够多，有事打电话找总统。
If I have a lot more money, and if anything happened to me, I can even call the president.
所以圣经里面说，有些人他的心灵的倚靠是建立在财富上面的。
That's why the Bible says that some people's reliance is built on their wealth.
好像只要有足够的财富就能够睡得安稳，用钱可以解决人生一切的问题。
It seems that as long as someone is rich enough, he can use his wealth to solve all problems.
我们来看回来
sleep peace.
使徒行传二十七章，好。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 27.
使徒行传二十七章。
Acts chapter 27.
第十六节，十五节，好。
Verse 15.
十五节说，船被风抓住，敌不住风，我们就任风刮去。十六节。
16.
贴着一个小岛的背风岸奔行，那岛名叫高大，在那里紧紧收住了小船。十七节。
17.
既然把小船拉上来，就用缆索捆绑船底，又恐怕在沙滩上搁了浅，就落下蓬来。十八节。
18.
我们被风浪逼得甚急，第二天众人就把货物抛在海里。十四九。
19.
到第三天，我们又亲手把船上的器具都抛弃了。太阳、星辰多日不显露，又有狂风大浪追逼，我们得救的指望就都绝了。那这里啊，告诉我们啊，他们这些船上的很多很有钱的人啊。
Here it says that there are many on the ship who were very wealthy.
船上有钱有货物有很多的东西啊。
They had a lot of stock, a lot of possessions.
这可能是他们平常生命当中的把握，很有依靠啊。
This may be the reliance in life.
可能是他们生活上的帮助啊。
These may be the help in their lives.
很有钱啊，什么事情都可以解决。
They are so rich that they can solve any problem that came their way.
但是当他们今天船被风抓住，指望就都绝了。
But that day, when their ship was caught in the wind, their hope was gone.
他说，你这个钱你要拿来做什么？
What would you do with your money?
你只能把货物全部都丢到海里去啊。
You can only dump everything you have into the ocean.
有没有帮助？
Is there any help?
没有帮助。
No.
把船上的器具也丢到海里去啦。
Even the equipment of the ship would be thrown into the sea.
有没有帮助？
Is there any help?
还是没有帮助啊。
Still not.
他说他们得救的指望就都绝了哈。
So it says here that they were without hope.
所以当人今天真正人生遇到问题啦。
So today, when we encounter difficulty.
人生很多大部分的很多事情是钱财没有办法解决的。
There are actually many of them that cannot be solved with money.
我之前遇到一个信徒哦。
I had encountered a member before.
这个是应该他是信徒啊，一个信徒的，是一个信徒的女，一个信徒的孩子啊。
And this, there is a child of the member.
这个孩子这个讲很奇怪哦，一个阿嬷哈，一个教会的信徒，一个老姐妹她的孩子啊。
So
比我还大哈。
So this is son.
他的。女儿。
This is the daughter of an old, elderly sister.
虽然呢，她妈妈常常去聚会啊。
Even though her mom would go to service frequently.
但是她觉得聚会很浪费时间啊。
But she felt that was a waste of time.
很努力赚钱，很努力工作，有自己的事业。
So she worked really hard and had her own business.
然后啊，交很多很有办法的朋友啊。
She also made many capable friends.
她都会去参加一些那个。政治人物的 campaign 哈，捐钱照相，所以他的办公室里都是他跟那个什么什么那个什么什么 governor 啊一些人的那个照片啊。
She would participate in a lot of political campaigns, so she would even have photos of political figures such as governor in her office.
所以他捐很每年公司捐很多钱来支持这些人啊。
Her company donated a lot of money for these politicians.
她觉得说有这些人帮忙啊，人生就稳妥了嘛。
She felt that as long as she had their support, she would be very safe.
那可是啊，她虽然她很，可是她很努力，因为她很努力的在经营自己的事业啊。
Now, because she was very diligent in managing her business,
所以她就忽略掉自己的孩子了。
She ignored her own children.
所以她的孩子啊，在学校里面就交了一些坏朋友。
Her children made bad friends in school.
一起吃吃喝喝啊，到处出去玩啊。
They would eat and drink, and go about everywhere.
然后啊，一起去抢劫啊。
They would even rob together.
他们啊，有就。他的朋友啊，有次去抢一个超商，抢一个那个 convenience store 哦。
One time, the children's friends went to rob a convenience store.
然后就逼着他一起去啊。
And forced the child to come along.
他说你一定要跟我们去啊。
And said to the child that you have to come with us.
平常吃我们的，喝我们的，现在啊，你要跟着我们一起去才可以啊。
And you have already eaten and had so much of what we had.So you must come with us.
结果他们就去绑架，而且抢劫啊。
So they actually went to kidnap someone and rob someplace.
结果后来全部都被抓到了。
At the end, they were all caught.
而且啊，其他的人全部都说是他这个都说是这个孩子指使的。
And so everyone at the end said that everything was actually directed by this son of.This daughter.
因为只有他是18岁以下。
Because only he was less than 18 years old.
全部都怪他嘛 ，juvenile 嘛，反正只要怪他，我们就都没事了。
Since he was a juvenile, it would be okay for all of them.
结果当他妈妈听到这件事情啊
，When the mother heard this,
不敢相信啊
，She would not believe.
她说我的小孩最乖了。
She said that my son is the most obedient.
怎么可能他去绑架抢劫呢
？How could he go out, to kidnap and also rob?
但是啊，全部被抓到了。
But everyone was caught.
结果这个妈妈就到处打电话给州长、给州议员啊。
So this mother started to call around, to the governor or to the congressman.
而且啊，给他那些所有认识啊、有办法的朋友啊。
And she also went through all of her very capable friends.
结果大家一听到这个是什么？这个是刑事案啊，没有人敢碰啊。
But because everyone heard that this really was a criminal case, no one really wanted to touch it.
所有的人都跟他讲，对不起啊，我们帮不上你的忙啊。
Everyone responded to her, sorry, I can't help you.
所以当你以为你真正有了依靠，你有权有势有帮手，你以为你很有办法啊。
When we feel that we have reliance, we have a lot of power, do we really have a way?
结果遇到这种事情啊，你要找谁，没有人能够帮得上你。
When you encounter a situation like this, no one wants to help you.
你的平安在哪里
？Where is your peace？
你的人生保障在哪里
？Where is your surety in life？
你真正的帮助在哪里
？Where is your true help？
结果这个妈妈走投无路啊。
So this mother was hopeless。
结果法院第一审判下来了。
Then the court had made a decision。
居然把他的小孩是以成人来审啊，不是 juvenile 不是那个少年法庭，以成人来审。
So it decided to judge him as an adult and not as a juvenile.
第一轮判刑22年。
And for the first round, they decided he would be in prison for 22 years.
他妈妈不敢相信呢。
The mother could not believe.
一个17岁的小孩判刑22年。
A 17-year-old child would be in prison for 22 years.
人生不就是毁了吗
？Then wouldn't his future be destroyed?
谁能够帮助他？
Who can help him?
没有人能够帮助他。
No one could help him.
这时候啊，他的妈妈就是这个老姐妹啊。
At this time, her own mother, which is this elderly sister of ours,
就跟她说啊，来教会吧。
Saying to her, come to church.
结果因为她走投无路了，就真的来教会了。
Because she was at a loss, so she came to church.
因为她以前觉得教会很浪费时间。
She previously thought it was a waste of time to come to church.
但是人生走投无路，只剩下耶稣可以依靠。
But when she was without any way to go, she thought Jesus was the only way.
结果她就来教会弟兄姐妹就为这件事特别祷告啊。
So she came to church and brothers and sisters prayed for this.
结果感谢主啊，结果到最后突然整个法院的判决到最后全部翻案啊。
Thank God, then the case was turned upside down.
甚至那个被 被绑架那一个人也出来帮他的孩子作证啊。
Even the person who was kidnapped was testifying for her son.
说不是啦，不是这个啦，这个人还比较好一点啊。
Saying that it is not his fault, he is actually the better one.
啊，结果因为这样啊，结果法院判决就重判啊。
So because of that, the court re-decided.
啊，不用关。
And so he was not in prison anymore.
可以回家。
He could go home.
啊，但是脚上啊要绑一个那个定位器哦。
However, his foot would have a location device.
啊，法官跟他讲说啊，你只能去三个地方。
And the judge said to him, you can only go to three places.
你只能去上学。
You can only go to school.
你只能留在家里。
You can only stay at home.
还有你只能去教会。
And you can only go to church.
哦，所以他后来就来教会了。
So later on, he came to church.
所以人生的把握到底在哪里？
So where is our surety?
你的财富真的能够成为你平安的依靠吗？
Can our wealth be our reliance?
啊，当你人生遇到真正的患难，你的钱财能够救得了你吗？
When we encounter difficulties, can our money save us?
啊，有一个故事这样子讲哦。
There is a story that goes like this.
他说啊，有一个啊很有学，一个很成功的人啊要过河啊。
There is a very successful person who wanted to cross a river.
啊，结果那个时候还是在那个摇橹哦，就是那个小船呢，要靠那个船夫啊这样子摇那个船啊。
There was still the time when you needed someone to actually row the boat.
啊，结果啊船就开始航行了啊，那个船上那个人就无聊嘛，就跟船夫聊天了。
So the person who was crossing started to converse with the person who rowed the boat.
啊，他就跟这个船夫说啊。
Then he said to him,
啊，你懂微积分吗？
Do you know calculus?
啊，结果那个船夫没读过书啊，说我不懂。
Then the roller said, I never study, I don't really understand.
他说，哦，那你的人生啊，少了五分之一的价值。
Then he said to him that your life has lacked a one-fifth of its value.
啊，结果摇摇摇，他又问他说，你懂天文学吗？
After rolling for a while, he asked him, do you know astrology?
啊，结果那船夫说不知道哎。
Or astronomy, and then the roller said, I do not.
他说，那你的人生又少了五分之一的价值啦。
And he said, well, your life lacks another one-fifth of its value.
啊，又继续走啊。
And they continue.
啊，所以那个船上那个人就一直这样问这些问题啊。
The person who was crossing the river kept asking questions like this.
啊，你到底懂不懂这个？你会不会那个？啊，你都不会，你人生真是没有价值啊。
Do you really know this? Or do you really know that? Or your life is really without value?
啊，这时候啊，突然起风浪了啊。
And all of a sudden, it was a wind.
那个船夫就这样看着他。
Then the rowers said to him,
跟他说，你懂不懂游泳啊？
Do you know how to swim?
他说不懂哎。
He said, no, I don't.
那你人生的价值全部都没有啦。
And the value of your life is all gone.
有时候我们啊搞不清楚人生到底什么样才是真正有价值的。
Sometimes we don't really know what is of value in life.
什么才是真正值得我们去花一辈子努力去追求的？
What is truly worthy of our pursuit for the entire lifetime?
哦，到最后啊，我们什么都懂了，就是不懂圣经。
At the end, we understand everything except for the Bible.
我们什么都追求了，就是没有追求永生。
We pursued everything except for eternal life.
我们什么都学会了，就是没有学会认识耶稣。
We learned everything except to come to know Christ.
我们什么都读懂，我们什么都会了，就是不会回天国。
We know how to do everything except to go back to
heaven. 所以当最后你在没有预料的时候，你的人生的平安被打破了。
So before we notice it, our life is broken.
当你人生拥有一切的依靠被夺去了。
When our reliance is taken away.
你的平安在哪里？
Where is our peace?
你的把握在哪里？
Where is our assurance?
你的盼望又在哪里？
Where is our hope?
啊，但是今天主耶稣说我们的盼望不一样啊，我们的平安不一样啊。
But Jesus said our hope is different.
我们来看一下约翰福音的第六章哦。
Let's refer to John chapter.
约翰福音的第十四章哦。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章的第二十七节哦。
Chapter 14 verse 27.
约翰福音的第十四章二十七节。
John chapter 14 verse 27.
二十七节说：“我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。”哈，那在这里啊，主耶稣特别交代他的门徒。
Here Jesus especially told his disciples.
啊，同时啊，也是今天给我们每一个相信他的人的一个依靠。
And at the same time, told us.This assurance that we have.
说当你认识了我
that when you know me,
当你跟随了我
when you follow me,
我要赐给你一种不一样的平安啊
I will give you a different peace.
这个平安跟世界上讲的平安不一样
And this peace is not the same as the world's peace.
而这个平安才是今天一个基督徒最安稳的保障
This is the most assured surety we have.
什么样的平安
What kind of peace is it?
在患难中安稳度过的平安啊。
It is the kind of peace that we can survive trouble in.
啊，曾经有一个绘画的比赛啊。
There is a painting competition.
啊，它的题目就是平安啊。
The topic given was peace.
啊，结果最后的那个前三名的结果出来了。
And the top three prizes came out.
啊，第三名。
The third one,
啊，画的是一个平静的湖边。
Was drawn of a very peaceful lake.
然后湖面有远山的倒影，哇，好平静，像玻璃一样。
And there was a reflection of a distant mountain,
just like a mirror. 温暖的午后阳光照在人的身上。
There was a warm sunset, that was shining onto the man.
一切都是如此的安静。
And everything seems so peaceful.
啊，这个是第三名的平安啊。
This is the third prize.
那第二名的平安哦。
Then there's a second prize.
啊，第二名的平安啊，画的是个森林里面啊。
What was drawn was a forest.
啊，也是一样啊，那个有那个阳光啊，穿过树丛，穿过那个树叶的间隙啊，照在地上啊。
There was the sun ray that pierced through the leaves onto the ground.
啊，然后啊，很多小动物在那里悠闲自在的活动啊。
There were many small animals that roam about freely.
啊，看起来是如此的安详。
And it seemed so peaceful.
啊，但是当大家看到第一名呢
？But when people saw the first prize winner,
啊，发觉说第一名画的完全就不一样啦。
They realized that.What was drawn was very different.
第一名画的是狂风巨浪暴风雨啊。
What was drawn was a great storm.
哇，这是在海边啊，海浪翻腾啊。
There were some great waves by the sea.
啊，然后啊，有一个悬崖峭壁哦。
And there is a cliff.
啊，然后那个浪打在那个峭壁上，这样喷起那个飞溅起的水花。
The waves beat onto the cliff and a splash.All around.
啊，但是啊，在那个悬崖峭壁上有一个洞，有一只海鸥就在里面休息呀、啊，有一只鸟就在里面休息啊。
There was a bird that was resting in a cave.
哦，虽然外面是狂风巨浪，天地变色啊。
Everything around there was really of a great disturbance.
啊，但是啊，那个鸟在里面很安稳呐、啊，很稳妥啊。
But the bird felt very Peaceful
因为他知道他所在的地方是安全的。
Because it knew that where it was the safest.
什么才是真正的平安
？So what is true peace？
真正的平安从来不是一帆风顺、凡事顺利当中的平安呐、啊。
True peace is not the peace in the smooth time.
因为有没有信耶稣，这样有不管你有没有信耶稣。
Regardless whether you believe in Jesus or not.
如果一帆风顺，你都会很舒服，很安心啊。
If you feel that, you are very at peace when everything is smooth.
是不是？不管你有没有信耶稣，如果一切都是按照你的心愿，不，什么事都顺着你的心意，你也会觉得很平安、很快乐啊。
If everything really goes smoothly in your life, then whether you believe in Jesus Christ or not, you will feel that it is peaceful.
但是一个基督徒差别在哪里？
But what is different about a Christian?
差别就是当祸患在没有预料当中临到了。
Is that when the times of trouble come upon you without any warning?
一个人如果没有基督里的平安，可能会陷入慌乱之中啊。
Someone who does not have the peace of Christ would enter into chaos.
生活失去了盼望。
We lost hope in life.
人生走进绝境。
We feel that we are at the end of our way.
没有路可以走了。
That there is no more journey for us to travel.
但是如果一个人认识耶稣，拥有基督耶稣的平安。
But if a person truly knows Christ and has the peace of Christ.
他能够在患难当中知道说，我有主做我绝对的依靠。
He has the assurance that Christ is his reliance.
因为很多时候很多事情是我们没有办法掌控的。
Because many times there are things that we cannot control.
哦，但是不管我们能不能掌控。
But regardless of whether we can control or not.
我们都知道凡事在我主的手中啊。
We know that everything is in the hand of God.
很多父母亲非常关心自己的孩子。
There are many parents who care about their children.
哦，所以从小到大小心翼翼照顾得无微不至啊。
So ever since their children are young,They would take care of them very meticulously.
哇，咳嗽两声，马上打电话给911。
They cough twice and they would call 911.
哇，一点，其实我太太生第一个的时候就是这样。
This is how my wife was when we had our first kid.
刚刚做妈妈，什么事都好紧张，一天到晚就抓着说要不要去医院。
And when she first became a mother, she would grab onto me a lot of time and say, "Do we need to go to the hospital?"
家里有一大叠的如何教养你的小孩啊，说 baby 啊，从什么教小孩子从零岁开始，一大堆书都要读啊。
We have a stack of books at home that teaches how to rear our children from age zero and up.
很多父母亲啊，关心爱自己的孩子，真的小心翼翼的照顾啊。
There are many parents who care very much about their children and.Do the best to rear them.
但是你很小心就能够保证孩子一定很安全吗？
But just because you're careful, can you guarantee your children's safety?
你能够真的24小时盯着他，保证他绝对不出事吗？
Can you really watch your children 24 hours a day and make sure that nothing bad happens to them?
我还记得啊，当我的女儿生了以后哈。
I remember when my daughter was born.
啊，结果啊，那个她那时候还不会翻，不会翻嘛，就是放在那里就停在那里，就不会动嘛。
I remember before she learned how to turn, every time we put her down, she would just be in the same position.
啊，有一次啊，我太太跟我说哈。
But one time my wife told me.
她说有一次她在折衣服啊，就坐在床上折衣服。
When my wife herself was folding clothes by the bed.
啊，小孩就放在那，反正不会动嘛，就把它放着。
The daughter was just lying there.
啊，她就眼睛盯着小孩啊，在那折衣服哦。
So she was watching the child and folding the clothes at the same time.
她说啊，她只是转身过去拿衣服而已哦。
Then she just turned her head to pick up some clothes.
那就是那两秒钟。
It was only 2 seconds long.
我女儿做了人生第一次的翻滚。
That was the first time my daughter turned.
啊，结果就从床上摔下去了。
And she fell from the bed.
啊，我们的床很高，是那种加高的，很高的床啊。
Our bed, is actually very tall.
啊，小孩子那个时候很软啊。
And a kid at that age was very fragile.
啊，就第一次翻，啊，就翻到床下去了。
And that was the first turn, and she ended on the floor.
啊，因为我那时候在神学院呢，所以人不在家。
Because I was still at the theological training program at the time.
啊，所以我一听到就很紧张，我说那小孩还好吗？
When I heard about it, I was quite nervous and asked, "How is our child?"
他说感谢主了，一翻啊，掉到衣服篮子里面去了。
She said, well, thank God, after the turn, she fell actually onto, or into the basket.
啊，那个篮，我们家的衣服篮子是有固定的位置的啊。
And our, clothing basket had their, design or designated location.
啊，但是那天她可能啊，不小心踢到了，一脚就把她踢到床旁边，就没有把她放回去啊。
But that day, she accidentally kicked, one of them, and it became, it went to near the bed and she didn't put the bed.
然后小孩一翻就掉到那个衣服，就掉到那些脏衣服里面去了。
And that's where, the child actually fell into, where our dirty clothes are.
你有多会照顾小孩？
How well do you know to take care of your own child?
你有多少把握他一定能够很平安？
How much assurance you have that they will be safe?
两秒钟。
That was only 2 seconds.
转头回来，孩子掉下去了。
Just turning your head and back, and the child was fallen.
啊，但是虽然妈妈没有看到
，even though the mother did not see.
哎，但是主耶稣看到了啊。
But the Lord Jesus saw.
所以我们没有办法把握住人生的平安。
So we cannot really be certain of peace in life.
啊，但是我们有主耶稣在我们生命当中照顾我们啊。
However, we have our Lord Jesus Christ who looks after us.
所以主耶稣就预备一个环境把我们保守平安啊。
So the Lord Jesus would prepare an environment to protect us.
啊，这个才是我们真正需要的。
This is what we truly need.
因为人的能力是有限。
Because we are limited in strength.
所以如果你很确定说你的孩子有主耶稣在看顾他。
If you are very sure that your child has the protection of God.
有一天当他离开你的身边。
When the child leaves you one day.
他要去上学啦，他要去大学，他要去住宿舍。
To go to school or to go to college or to live in a dorm.
你总不能跟他说你去住宿舍，孩子妈妈跟你一起住吧。
There will be that one day when you just cannot go alone anymore.
请问你要再怎么样再看他？怎么样在看顾着他？
And the question is for you to decide how you can take care of your child anymore.
但是如果你的孩子生命当中有神跟他同在，
But if your child really has the abidance of God,
你看不到没有关系啊，主耶稣看到了。
Even if you do not see, it does not matter because God sees.
有什么事情发生，主耶稣帮你照顾他啊。
God will take care of everything.
就算他遇到了患难，主耶稣也保守他平安啊。
Even if the child encounters difficulties or calamities, God will protect them.
所以有时候人生当中会遇到一些风浪。
So we will encounter wind and tossing.
因为圣经里面从来没有说基督徒一帆风顺，凡事顺利，包你发大财，没有这种事情啊。
The Bible never said that we will never encounter any storm and that we would earn all the money we ever need.
但是主耶稣给我们一个保证。
But our Lord Jesus gave us an assurance.
那些爱他、遵守他命令的人。
That those who love him and keep his word.
那些追求信仰有主在生命当中的人。
That those who have the Lord in their lives.
在患难当中，主耶稣给你十分的平安。
They will have peace, a certain peace in their lives.
虽然环境不见得改变。
Even though the environment did not change.
虽然困难可能还是存在。
Even though the difficulties still abided.
但是当你跪下来在神面前祷告的时候。
But when we kneel down to pray before God.
你把你的问题把你的困难交托在主的面前。
We entrust our difficulties unto God.
你会发觉说你的人生观变得很不一样啊。
You will feel that our sense of life, our perspective of life is different.
你带着眼泪跪下来祷告。
You carry tears to pray.
但是当你起来，从祷告当中站起来了。
But when you stand up from your prayer,
问题还在你的前面。
The problem is still before you.
困难还是没有改变。
The difficulties are still the same.
你会发觉说你笑得出来啦。
But you will realize that you can now smile.
为什么你笑得出来呢？
Why can you smile?
你会发觉说其实也不是什么很大不了的事情啊。
Because you realize it's actually nothing bad.
你会说在神岂有难成的事情呢？
You will realize that nothing is too difficult for God.
希伯来书说主若是帮助我的人能拿我怎么样呢？
Hebrews told us that if God is on our side, what can men do to us?
主要给你在患难中十分的平安。
God will give us this very certain peace.
但是你要懂得追求它。
But we must know how to pursue
him. 你要更要懂得信靠他。
We need to know further how to rely on him.
他就要做你生命当中的救主。
He will then become the Lord of our lives.
在去年啊。
Last year.
去年我有机会跟我家人回台湾啊。
I had the opportunity to go to Taiwan with my family.
但是因为教会有活动有事情，所以我就先回来我的家人就继续留在台湾啊。
Because I had an assignment here, I came back first while my family stayed behind.
结果过了一阵子以后，我太太打电话给我啊。
My wife called me after a while.
她说，呵呵呵，我有一件事要告诉你。
哈哈哈。I have something I want to tell you.
当我太太发出这种奇怪的声音，我就知道又出了什么，她又搞砸了啊。
When my wife started like that, I knew something was wrong.
她跟我说有一天晚上啊。
She said that there was one night.
她说有一天晚上啊，他们在家里看电视啊。
That while they were watching TV.
结果我们家的小那时候两岁的儿子啊，就吵着要吃糖啊。
My two-year-old son wanted some candy to eat.
结果我太太就拿了一颗糖给他。
So my wife gave him a candy.
但是我的岳母还跟我太太讲说，这个硬的糖果啊，小孩子会不会吃啊？
But my mother-in-law told her, this is hard candy. Would he know how to eat it?
那个会不会噎到呢？
Would he actually choke?
我太太还说没有问题啊，我儿子很厉害的。
My wife said, no problem, he's really good.
结果两分钟以后听到弟弟啊，哇，发出很奇怪的声音啊。
Then 2 minutes later, he started to make a very strange noise.
糖果卡在喉咙。
The candy was stuck in his throat.
两岁而已啊，吞不下去，吐不出来啊。
He was only 2 years old, he could not swallow and he could not choke it out.
哭也哭不出来啊。
He could not even cry.
就整个就这样趴在地上，很不舒服啊。
He just lay down on the ground, feeling very uncomfortable.
我太太说啊，她吓到脚都软了。
My wife said that she was so scared that her feet were soft.
她说不知道怎么办啊。
She really did not know what to do.
结果我岳父就过来，把我们家儿子脚抓着倒过来，敲敲敲，摇摇摇。
Then my father-in-law came and took him by his feet and turned him upside down and shake him.
结果糖果还是没有出来啊。
The candy was still lodged in his throat.
我太太跟我说啊，她那一刻真的脚软在地上，没有力气爬，因为孩子有东西卡在喉咙，什么事都有可能发生啊。
My wife was so soft in her feet that she could not even stand up because her son had something stuck in his throat.
有没有人会预料这种事情会发生？
Who would have thought this would happen?
有没有人会想到意外会突然的临到？
Who would have thought an accident would happen?
有时候我们看新闻啊，有的小孩啊，一噎到可能三分钟以后、五分钟以后就一个不一样的结果啦。
We have watched news before where a child died from having something stuck in their throat.
但是这就在没有意料当中就发生了。
This is something that happened without expectation.
所以啊，在这个时候啊，大家都不知道怎么办啊。我岳母就要赶快打电话叫救护车啊。
My mother-in-law wanted to call an ambulance at the time.
但是在这个时候啊。
But at this time,
我四岁的女儿就跪下来祷告了。
My four-year-old daughter knelt down to pray.
因为我们常常跟她讲啊，有事你就祷告，主耶稣很厉害。
We often told her that if you have some difficulties, you just kneel down and pray because our Lord Jesus is very powerful.
在这个时候啊，全家只剩下我女儿记住这句话。
At this time, only my daughter remembered this.
就跪下来啊，主耶稣啊，主耶稣啊，把救救弟弟啊。
She knelt down and prayed, Lord Jesus, please help my little brother.
祷告两声，嘣，糖果就出来了。
She just prayed for like that, for a little while, and the candy came out.
所以啊，当你觉得平安啊，平安的时候啊。
So when we feel that there's peace.
平安到底在哪里？
Where is peace?
平安只有在主耶稣里啊。
Peace is only in the Lord.
当然我太太打电话给我的时候。
Of course, when my wife called me.
因为事情都已经结束，感谢主没事啊。
Because everything was already over and was fine.
所以她才敢打电话给我啊。
That's why she was able to call me.
那个时候我还跟她讲。
I told her.
我说房间里面啊，我说在那个房间里面啊。
I said in that room.
有一个资深的老执事，我的岳父。
There is a very experienced deacon who is my father-in-law.
有一个资深的执事娘，我的岳母。
There's also a very experienced wife of a deacon.
有一个年轻的传道娘。
There's a young wife of a preacher.
我说你们三个就没有人想到要祷告吗？
I said, really, the three of you did not think to pray.
只有一个四岁的小女孩知道说靠主耶稣祷告一定可以解决。
Only a four-year-old little girl.Remembered and knew to pray for help.
但是你知道吗？我们能够拿这个开玩笑，是因为没有发生事情，是因为主耶稣拯救啊。
But do we all know that we can actually laugh about it because the Lord saves?
其实整件事情可以走完全一个不一样的结果，不是吗
？The whole incident could have turned sour.
你要怎么笑
？How would
你要怎么笑得出来？
How can we laugh about it?
你的平安在哪里?
Where is our peace?
你为孩子预备的将来、预备的计划又在哪里?
All the preparation and all the future plans you have for your children,
但是
where do they go?
但是当你今天生命中有神,
But when we have God in our life today,
你就知道说在患难中主耶稣总是知道你需要的是什么。
We will know that our Lord Jesus knows exactly what we need.
如同给你生命当中定下那个灵魂的锚。
It is as if he put down this anchor of our soul.
虽然人生当中还是有风浪。
Even though we may have tossing wind.
但是在你内心的深处。
But in the depth of our heart.
你有一个很深很深的信念。
We have a very strong mind.
就是我是主的人。
That I belong to Christ.
我的主绝对不会让我羞愧。
And my Lord shall not let me be ashamed.
我是主的人。
I am one who belongs to Christ.
我的主绝对保守我十分的平安。
And my Master will guarantee my safety.
我们一起唱诗341首。
Let's sing hymn 341.